All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, July 6th. Let's kick it off today with talking about the poll I ran yesterday right here on the channel. In light of American Airlines' recent decision to start booking flights to full capacity, I asked everyone here on the channel, should airlines be booking their flights to full capacity right now? 3,900 of you responded, thank you for doing that. 11% of you said yes, it's fine for airlines to book flights to full capacity, but 89% of you said no, airlines should not be booking flights to full capacity. Some of you had some great comments. Shotgunner42 pointed out that JetBlue is doing a decent job by blocking the middle seat on every aircraft. Aikisha1981 said, didn't they get bailout money? They're greedy. Thomas said, Southwest Airlines is blocking middle seats until September 30th. American Airlines is putting profit before lives. Georgia Boatwright said, people are supposed to be grown. They can make their own decisions. So that's another perspective here, right? Do we really need the airlines to be essentially telling us what we can or can't do? If people feel risk in boarding a booked to capacity flight, maybe they should be the ones to make their own decisions. So that seems to be the minority perspective here. Majority of people think that American Airlines shouldn't be booking flights to full capacity. Moving on, this morning, Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia was on Fox Business News, and he was asked about whether he thinks that additional stimulus money is necessary. He avoided the question entirely. He just went right into how great the jobs report is. Watch this potentially frustrating clip.
Joining me now, U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia. Mr. Secretary, great to see you. Do you think that additional stimulus, and we'll get into the specifics of that, do you think additional money some way, somehow, is necessary right now?
Well, the jobs report Friday, Dagan, was just such extraordinarily good news. And as you're indicating, I think we'll be part of the discussion about what we should do in any legislation at the end of July. We have now added 7.5 million jobs over the months of May and June, far better than people were projecting in March at the time that CARES Act was enacted, at the time that $600 a week unemployment benefit was put in place. So unemployment dropping to just about 11%. You know, I was on with Maria not too long ago. She was asking whether we could get to 10% unemployment by the end of the year, and here we are at 11% for June. So things are trending so much better than people had been predicting, and I think that's going to influence the debate now about further stimulus.
So he doesn't really answer the question, of course. In the rest of the interview, he's basically just dodging the question and basically just going back to the jobs report and stuff we've already heard all over before. If you do want to watch the full interview with the Labor Secretary, I'll put the link in the description where you can watch the whole thing. It's less than 10 minutes. Well, this morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did say that he believes there will be another stimulus relief bill. He said we'll be taking a look at in the Senate in a couple of weeks, another package based on the conditions that we front today. And he did say that he believes there will be another coronavirus relief bill. This isn't really news. We've known this for a while now, but this is just confirmation that Mitch McConnell hasn't suddenly changed his mind in light of the recent jobs report. So it looks like there will be another coronavirus relief bill, as we've been talking about here for a long time. The details of what's going to be in it is still apparently anybody's guess. Anything's on the table. Larry Kudlow said it last week. Anything is on the table right now, okay? And it's not until those negotiations start, and they should start in a couple weeks now, that we're really going to get a firmer idea of what's going to be in that next coronavirus relief bill. You may see videos on YouTube saying things like, yes, or finally, or confirmed. Folks, nothing is confirmed. Nothing is finally done. Nothing is yes until a bill has passed both houses of Congress and it is signed into law by the president, folks. And that will happen at the earliest, at the end of this month, okay? At the very, very earliest, all right? So don't be fooled by the clickbait that folks are putting out right now, because frankly, there isn't a whole lot of stimulus news right now, right? You know, there's some interesting things like, oh, the Labor Secretary said this, Mitch McConnell, you know, he said that, but we're not gonna have any big confirmations for at least a couple weeks now, okay? So please just keep that in mind. And just to wrap up here, Treasury Department and the SBA have released the names of businesses that received PPP loans of $150,000 or more, along with various demographic data. And they have released that demographic data for PPP loan recipients below $150,000. We've talked about this in detail before here on the channel, but right now I'm going to hop behind my computer screen and show you exactly how you can access this data for yourself if you want to look at it for yourself. I'm going to spend a few minutes today going through it because, hey, this is our tax dollars at work. This is hundreds of billions of dollars, and I like the idea of knowing that I know where it went. So right now, I'm going to hop behind my computer screen and show you exactly how you can access this data yourself. All right, folks, so here I am behind my computer screen. The website you want to go to see the PPP data is this big old long address here. I'm going to put a link down in the description for you. Basically, what you want to do is you want to, where it says to download all Paycheck Protection Program data, click here, just click there. A pop-up will come up that says you are now leaving treasury.gov. It's going to take you to the SBA's box. Box is like this portal where you can drop large files, right? So it's completely legit. This is the SBA's box file depository. And you're going to see a bunch of files in here. So basically, this first folder here contains the file of SBA loans of $150,000 or more, okay? And then all these state-specific file folders, these contain state-specific data for SBA loans below $150,000, okay? So I'm going to open this one first, showing the one of $150,000 or more. So depending on your browser, right? I'm in Safari, right? I'm on a Mac. So you would just select it, and you can hit download, okay? And then it should start downloading. You might get a pop-up. Do you want to allow download? Then click allow. All right, so it's downloading to my hard drive. And then I'm going to go back. Oh, I guess when you navigate in here, you should navigate like this, right? Don't hit the back button, or it's just going to take you to the previous web page. But anyway, now we can go in the state one and look at the Alabama state data for SBA loans in Alabama below $150,000. I'm going to download that as well. Okay, it says your download is in progress. And so basically why they do that, right? There are far fewer loans of $150,000 or more, so they can put that all in one file, okay? But then there are so many loans below $150,000, right, that they had to break up the files by state to make it more manageable, right? But I'm gonna open up both kinds of files. All right, everybody, so I'm in the file containing all the recipients of PPP loans of $150,000 or more. It is organized by state abbreviation. So first you're gonna see all the Alaska recipients, then you're probably gonna see all the Alabama recipients, right, and so on and so forth. So in the first column here, we have the loan range for each business. Remember, Treasury and SBA are not disclosing the exact dollar amount each business received that received a PPP loan of $150,000 or more. They're simply disclosing the loan range, right? So we know the Arctic Slope Native Association Limited got a PPP loan between $5 and $10 million. Okay. The other loan ranges for PPP loans are 2 to 5 million, and then 1 to 2 million, and then 350,000 to 1 million. And then 150,000 to 350,000, okay? All right, so, and then we have the name, the address, the city, state, zip, NAICS code. You can Google NAICS code and put this in to what you find. It'll tell you the industry, if it's a nonprofit or not. And some demographic data here, right? I think this, whether or not this information appears probably depends on the lender and where they applied, but you can see in some of them, it shows the gender, female-owned, male-owned, ethnicity, gender here, and veteran status, whether it's nonprofit or not. Number of jobs retained, right? So that's interesting. Now, what I'm curious about is why some of these have a zero here, okay? Like, okay, you retained 367 jobs. Awesome, great. This one, it says zero. So I don't know what Katmai Health Services LLC is doing. I mean, I imagine they retained a lot of jobs because they got a PPP for 5 to 10 million, but still, why isn't this data here, right? That's a little strange to me. Anyway, I'm not going to spend too much time here. If you want to dig into this data, go have at it. I don't want to make this video too long. I do want to go to the other file, though, that shows state-by-state data of PPP loans below $150,000. So I'm going to jump over there. All right, folks. Now, here is a state file for Alabama for PPP loans below $150,000. You can see it looks similar to the other file except in this file. It does not disclose the name of the business nor its address, right? Obviously, if you gave away its address, one could very easily Google that address and figure out the business name, right? But with this file, they actually give a specific loan amount, right? And that's kind of interesting because, frankly, I am more interested in whether a business got a $10 million loan or a $6 million loan, or whether a business got a $149,978 loan or $149,900 loan, especially when I don't even know the name of the business. But that is what SBA and Treasury decided to do, and I think some transparency is better than no transparency. You know, if you're kind of a nerd like me, you can go check these files out for yourself, but I'm going to call it quits on these files now for the sake of this video. All right, everybody, thank you so much for watching my stimulus update today. If you like this video, press the thumbs up button below. I'd really appreciate it. You can subscribe to the channel. You can click my face right here to subscribe. Also, be sure to check out our family vlog channel, The Alec Family. You can check that out pressing this button right here. Also, check out some of my recent videos down below. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.